way.
也是中英文 combined 的时间。
We also have this combined Mandarin and English service.
我在主前思想祷告。
And I've been praying about this day.
我盼望在这个特别的日子里面，我们来 思想圣经里面的一个女人。
I hope we can together consider this one sister from the Bible as we gather together.
她叫吕迪亚。
Her name was Lydia.
我们中间有叫吕迪亚的，请你举个手。
Is there anyone among us who's called Lydia as well?
都没有。
No.
Lydia全上楼上去了,
All the Lydias are upstairs serving.
我知道有姐妹叫吕迪亚了。
We know there are sisters who are called Lydia.
在吕迪亚这个名字,
So the name Lydia.
其实在圣经里面有两个地方出现。
It appeared in two different places in the Bible.
就是人的名字。
As a person's name.
就是在使徒行传16章。
That is from the from the book of Acts, chapter 16.
今天我们所读的这几节的经文里面。
Which is the passage that we read today.
还有一个地方就是在这一章的最后一节。
And then another place it appears is in the last verse of this chapter.
就是16章的最后一节。
The last verse of chapter 16.
我们知道说16章 记载的几件事情。
We know Acts 16 recorded a few things.
我们要思想的是前面一件的事情。
We are going to consider this one of the earlier events in chapter 16.
就是吕利亚的蒙恩。
Which is how Lydia was blessed.
之后, 保罗跟希拉他们在那里被囚。
And then Paul and Silas was put into prison.
但是在监狱里面发生了一件很大的事情。
And then amazing things happened in the prison.
他们唱诗祷告。
They sang hymns and praised the Lord.
好，就发生了地震。
And then there was an earthquake.
当他们两个人出来的时候。
And then when these two, Paul and Silas came out of the prison.
圣经记载他们就进入吕迪亚的家。
The Bible said they went to Lydia's house.
虽然在这里只是两个地方我们写到吕迪亚。
So even though Lydia's name appeared only twice in the Bible.
但我们刚才我们在所读的经文里面从11节里面开始。
But from verse 11, the passage we just read.
我鼓励你有圣经的，你打开圣经《使徒行传》16章。
I encourage you, if you have your Bible with you, please open your Bible.
如果你没有圣经的，你有手机的，我暂且允许你打开啊。
Otherwise, if you have your mobile phone with you, I would also allow you to open your Bible on your mobile phone.
但我盼望你每一次来聚会的时候，你的手提电话换在飞行模式啊。
But please put your phone into flight mode when you come here for the service.
当你在看圣经的时候，不会受搅扰啊。
So that as you read the Bible, you are not going to be disturbed.
因为当你看到16章的前面。
And so when you read the earlier part of chapter 16.
从第6章开始。
So before chapter 16, if we read from chapter 6.
保罗的宣教团队，他们 想去亚细亚。
So Paul's team, they wanted to go to Asia.
但是圣灵禁止他们,第6节。
But the Holy Spirit prevented them.
然后呢,他们继续向前。
So they continued their journey.
他们去到美西亚。
They went to Mysia.
他们想向右转到比推尼去。
They wanted to turn to Bithynia.
那个时候耶稣的灵不许。
But the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
他们第一次是圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚。
So first of all, the Spirit prevented them from going to Asia.
让他们向上再走。
So they continued their journey.
他到了美西亚。
And then they came to Mysia.
他想转进去比推尼。
They wanted to enter Bithynia.
但是耶稣的灵不许。
But the Spirit of Jesus would not
allow them. 所以他们来到特洛亚。
So they came to Troas.
到了特洛亚就在那个海边城市。
And Troas was a city on the seashore.
就在那个时候，他们听到马其顿的福声。
And so that's where they heard the call from Macedonia.
而马其顿的福声就说你过来帮忙。
And so the call from Macedonia called out to them to come and help them.
所以接下来才是11节开始。
So then we came to verse 11.
他们就过海。
So they put out to sea.
进入欧洲的第一站。
And they came to their first stop in Europe.
他们到了菲律宾。
they came to Philippi.
然后在那个腓立比，它是罗马的驻防城。
And Philippi was a Roman colony.
那个地方没有教会。
There wasn't any church there.
甚至那个地方都没有会堂。
There wasn't any synagogue.
因为按照犹太人的习惯。
Because according to the tradition of the Jews,
他们如果有十个男人
if they have 10 men,
在那个地方。
Living in a city,
他们通常会有一个会堂
they should set up a synagogue,
他们可以在那里聚会
so that they could gather there.
但是如果没有的话
but if there wasn't any synagogue,
通常他们会有一个祷告的地方
usually they would have a place of prayer.
所以当保罗去到欧洲
so when Paul went to Europe,
他去到腓立比的时候
when they came to Philippi,
他知道在河边有一个祷告的地方
they knew there was a place of prayer next to the river.
所以他就到了那个祷告会里面
So they came to this place of prayer
他对着这一帮的妇女来讲道
And he spoke to the women there
那么圣经记载了
And the Bible recorded
在这个祷告会里面有一个妇女
Among these people who gathered there to pray there was a woman
她是卖紫色布匹的妇人
She was a woman, a dealer in purple cloth
所以她的名字叫吕迪亚
Her name was Lydia
她是从推拉是亚洲去到欧洲那边去做生意的
And she came from the city of Thyatira.
那么她是敬畏神。
And she was a worshipper of God.
然后保罗一讲到。
And as Paul spoke, deliver his message.
他在听的时候。
And as she was listening,
主就开导她的心。
The Lord opened her heart.
让她留心听保罗所讲的话。
And so she was able to respond to Paul's message.
当她听到保罗所传的福音。
And as soon as her heard, as soon as she heard Paul's message,
那么她就。信主了
She believed in the Lord.
不止她信主了
Not only herself.
她一家人都信主了
All the members of her household believed in the Lord.
紧接着她做了一件的事情
And then they, she did one thing immediately.
她就求保罗
She pleaded with Paul.
她说若以为我是真信主
If you consider me a believer in the Lord.
或者她括号里面所说的若以为我是忠心事主
Or another translation has it, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord,
请到我家来住
please come and stay at my place.
并且是强留
And she persuaded.
这里面那个强留很有意思哦。
And this word persuade, it's very interesting.
我每次读到这个强留啊，哎呀。
And as I read this word, persuade.
其实都给我们自己，我自己都有一个提醒啊。
It's also a reminder for myself.
那强留保罗一定不想去嘛，是吧
？Persuade means that Paul wasn't, initially.
他说你来我家来住嘛。
And so she said, "Come and stay at my house."
如果你觉得我是真信主的话，那你就来到我家里来住。
If you consider me a believer in the Lord, then come and stay at my house.
那一定保罗是有一点点往那个不同意啊，他才强留我们。
And Paul may not initially wanted to do that, but she persuaded them.
很多时候我们会发现，神的仆人都不是完人啊。
Often we find that God's servants are not perfect.
有的时候出信的弟兄姐妹的家里规定你就可以去住了。
Sometimes those new believers, you can't just go to their place and stay with them.
因为当住在一起的时候，你会看见很多的软弱了。
Because as you stay with others, you will see so many weaknesses of them.
所以神的仆人他真的有智慧。
And so the Lord's servants really had wisdom.
但感谢主，吕地亚他强留他们就住下来了。
But thanks to the Lord, as Lydia persuaded them, they agreed to.
在这里我们看见这个女人。
And so we can see this lady.
她在这个经历的过程当中。
Through this experience.
我们来看一看她的经历，你们看见主在做了哪一些的工作。
We can see what the Lord has done.
从中我们知道主在当中要做什么事情。
And we can know what the Lord wants to do among us.
刚才我们说了她，保罗这一帮人到了腓立比。
And so we said, as Paul and his team reached Philippi,
他去参加这个祷告会。
They came to this prayer meeting.
那么这里面有一个人，他是吕迪亚。
And so one of these prayers.
所以我们知道说，吕迪亚他是欧洲第一位的基督徒。
We know that Lydia was the first Christian in Europe.
他是卖紫色布匹的。
She was a dealer in purple cloth.
那用我们现在的话来说，那是。 高档的布匹。
In other words, in our words today, that means she's trading in really premium quality cloth.
就像我们现在姐妹说，哎呀，他那个人他在那里开的 warehouse 是卖 LV 包的。
So some may, you know, like just like among us, if someone says, "Oh, this sister, she has a shop that sells LV handbags."
她是一个富人。
Now, so this is a woman.
圣经记载她素来敬畏神。
But the Bible said she was a devout and God-fearing woman.
她敬畏神，她不认识耶稣。
She was God-fearing, but she didn't know the Lord Jesus.
所以神要让她听见。
So God wanted her to know the gospel.
所以紧接着你就会看见。
So then you can see.
当保罗跟他们讲道的时候
，When Paul delivered his message to them,
主就开导他的心。
The Lord opened her heart.
叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
So that she responded to Paul's message.
你看见吕底亚的第一件的事情。
So you can see the first thing about Lydia.
她经历了个人的蒙恩。
She experienced.Individual blessing.
因为神在他里面开了他的心。
Because the Lord opened her heart.
他自己蒙恩。
So she was blessed individually.
紧接着。
And then immediately.
圣经记载他跟他一家。
The Bible said she and the families, and her family members.
都信主了。
Believed in the Lord.
当他都信主的时候，他叫保罗要住到他家里面去。
And so as they believed in the Lord, they asked Paul to stay.At her house.
第一件事看见神开她的心。
So the first thing we saw was the Lord opened her heart.
紧接着你就看见她开了家门。
And then immediately we see that Lydia opened her home.
她蒙恩得救了。
So she was blessed and she received the salvation.
她就把她的家门打开。
And then she opened her home.
第三件的事情。
And then the third thing.
刚才我们说在十六章记载的最后一节四十节。
We said at in chapter 16, verse 40.
保罗跟希拉从监狱里面出来。
Paul and Silas, as they came out of the prison,
他就直奔吕底亚的家。
They went straight to Lydia's house.
因为我们看见说，因着吕底亚信主。
We can see that because Lydia believed in the Lord.
教会就从这个家开始了。
The church started from this household.
所以你继续读下去的话。
So as you continue to read the Bible,
你读到腓立比书。
When you read the book of Philippians,
保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他一开始就这样写的。
When Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he started with this.
他说：“我每逢思念你们，就感谢我的神。”
He said, "I thank my God every time I remember you."
所以他每逢为众人祈求的时候，他就常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And so, in all his prayers for the people at Philippi, for the believers at Philippi, he always prayed with joy.
保罗为什么可以感恩？
How could Paul be so thankful?
因为腓立比教会从一开始到那个时候，就是保罗写的那书信的时候，他们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because from the first day until now, which is when Paul wrote this letter, the believers at Philippi they shared in this partnership in the gospel.
所以吕底亚她不单单她自己蒙恩。
So Lydia not only herself received the blessing.
神开她的里面的心门。
The Lord opened her heart.
她把她的家门打开。
She opened her home.
教会从她的家开始。
And so the church started from her.
所以教会开始门开起来了。
And then the church door was opened.
一方面看见他们天天同心合意的兴旺福音。
And so we can see that every day they're sharing this partnership in the gospel.
让所有蒙恩得救人可以进来。
So that all those to receive salvation could come in.
但如果你再读腓立比书，继续读下去的话
，And if you continue reading the book of Philippians,
读到第四章
，When you read chapter 4,
当到第四章的时候
，When we get to chapter 4,
保罗在那为他们做见证。
Paul shared his testimony for the believers at Philippi.
保罗离开了腓立比
，Paul left Philippi,
但是他们还是继续的供应他。
But they continue to provide for Paul's need.
就是他们离开了，甚至到帖撒罗尼迦。
So even after Paul left for Thessalonica,
他们还在供应。
They continue to provide for Paul's need.
给我们看见的另外一件的事情。
So we can see another thing.
当教会从他家里开始的时候
，As the church started from Lydia's house,
他们天天兴旺福音。
They continue to share the gospel.
所以让得救的人可以进入教会。
So that those to receive salvation came into this church.
更通俗了，让人可以进来教会，可以听见福音。
More and more could come into this church to listen to the gospel.
所以在教会里面满了，这是蒙恩得救的人。
And so the church was filled with people who received salvation.
但另外一件的事情。
And then another thing also happened.
他们的肢体的奉献，他们出去。
So those their offering went out as well.
供应神的仆人。
Their offering went out to serve God's servants.
这是吕迪亚他的这整个的经历。
And so this is Lydia's experience.
那么今天我们再来思想，在这个经历里面，主在当中做了哪一些的事情
？And so as we consider this, consider Lydia's experience, let's see the Lord's own work.
神开他的心门。
So the Lord opened her heart.
让他可以听见保罗所讲的。
So that she could hear what Paul said.
保罗讲的是什么？
What did Paul say?
当然在那个地方保罗没有记下保罗讲的什么。
Now the Bible didn't record what Paul said there.
但保罗的宣教旅程他是在那里传福音的。
But through Paul's missionary journey, he continued to share the gospel.
那么在这里我们看见。
And so we can see.
我们回到哥林多前书的时候你会看见。
If we go back to 1 Corinthians, you can see.
保罗在那里做见证。
Paul shared his testimony.
他们我立定的主意。
He said, I resolve to.
我不传别的。
Know nothing else.
只传耶稣，
并
他所定的十字架。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以在这里你会看见。
And so you can see.
吕利亚的一个蒙恩的过程。
Lydia's experience as
其实是主在那里开始工作。
It was the Lord starting her, starting His work.
他在那里让他听见应该可以要听见的事情。
The Lord helped Lydia to hear what she was meant to hear.
我们今天在这里。
And so today, as we gather here,
每次我们在聚会之前，我们都要一起祷告。
Every time before we start our service, we will pray together.
我们不单为讲台来祷告
，we not only pray for the sermon.
我们也为每一位弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We also pray for every brother and sister.
我们今天是母亲节，我们要为母亲来祷告。
Today is Mother's Day. We pray for the mothers.
我们都在祷告说，让所有人可以听见神的话。
But we also pray.That every one of us can hear God's word.
今天我们在神的家里面，我们听到神的哪一些话
？Today here in the house of our Lord, what words do we listen? Do we hear from God?
现在实在太混乱了。
This is a very confusing world.
各种各样的异端邪说都有。
All sorts of heresies are out there.
我前几天收到一位给我。那个邀请说要参加他们的音乐会。
A few days back, I received an invitation to attend a musical.
姐妹今天没来啊。
The sister who sent the invitation.
早期在我们教会。后来离开。
She used to come to our church.
在其他的教会。
For other churches.
然后我们大聚会了，她都回来。
And she would come back for every special gathering.
然后我问他在哪里聚会，他没告诉我。
And so I asked her where would that musical meeting be.
这次我收到他的那个 poster 说他们有一个音乐会。
Now I received this poster about this meeting.
我才知道他在那个安息日会。
And then I realized she was attending Seven Days Adventist Church.
然后我说：“哎呦，你怎么在那个教会哦
？”And so I asked her, why do you go to that church?
我又问了这一句话，我还没有说其他的哦。
I didn't say anything else.
他已经把很多经文发给我了。
She started to send me all these different Bible passages.
告诉我们今天要守安息日啊。
Telling me that today is Sabbath day, so you need to keep the Sabbath.This is from God's word.
不过我还没回答他。
Now I didn't respond. Didn't yet respond to her.
你看，发现这一周比较忙啊。
Because I've had a busy week.
过了下一周，我就想跟他谈一谈。
And so I intend to have a good discussion with her after next week.
我想要告诉他，你要查一查这个安息日会的祖宗。
I want to ask her to find out the background of the Seventh Day Adventist Church.
发再多的经文都没用啊！
Doesn't matter how many Bible passages you
read. 查到他的祖宗，你就知道。
When you trace back to its source, you would.
他们所谓的一个先知。
Their so-called prophet.
在一八多少年那个时候就预言，根据但以理书里面计算出来，预言主要在哪一天哪一天来了。
Back in the 19th century, the prophet already prophesied that the Lord Jesus would return on a particular date, according to the book of Daniel.
然后没来的时候
that didn't happen.
没来的时候，哦，他说，哎，我应该是认识错了，要再算，又再算另外一个时间。
So, when that didn't happen, they said, oh, you know, we miscalculated something, so they, redid their calculation and say, oh, it would be on this other day.
又没来了。
Now that didn't happen.
哦，他说主现在在天上那个圣所。
And so they said, oh, the Lord is still in the temple, in heaven.
我想告诉弟兄姐妹。
So I want to tell our brothers and sisters.
因为圣经清清楚楚告诉我们说，主来的日子没有人知道的，是吧？
The Bible clearly tells us that no one knows the exact day that our Lord Jesus Christ will come back.
当他告诉你他的教会怎么样啊，回到圣经坚持圣经的时候，你再发现他在篡改圣经。
And so when you realize when they say they go back to the Bible and they keep to the Bible strictly, you would know that they were actually twisting the biblical truth.
你有百分之百的理由可以离开了啊。
And you know, in that case, as soon as you realize that, you have every reason to leave that church.
So, 很多现在太多的异端邪说。
So there are too many heresies out there.
我们要求神，我们听到没有听到神的话。
We must pray and ask the Lord to help us to hear what God wants us to hear.
还有一件的事情。
And another thing.
我们很多时候如果听不到神的话，就只是听人的话。
Often we can't hear God's words, we listen to other people's words.
So, 为什么我们每一天要鼓励弟兄姐妹要读圣经?
And so that's why we encourage all brothers and sisters to read your Bible yourself.
当你每一天你坚持在读圣经的时候,
as every day you continue to read the Bible,
你一定听到神的话。
You will hear God's words.
我在小组里面，我发现有一个弟兄发了，他说：“哇，今天的经文就是对我们一家人讲话啊！”
In our cell groups, I sometimes hear our brothers say, "Oh, today's Bible passage speak to our whole family."
我说感谢主。
And I would say,
当你坚持读圣经的时候
，If you persist with your Bible reading,
你就听见神对你说的话。
You will hear God speaking to you.
前几天有一个弟兄发了一个信息，说在
A few days ago, a brother sent me a message.
说到美国那边有一个女大学生啊
，And it said there is a university student in the United States.
她去论文演讲的时候
，As she delivered her speech for her degree.
然后他要上台之前，那个教授说：“你短裤穿得太短了。”
And her professor told her skirt was too short.
所以她很不高兴。
And she was very upset.
她觉得受伤害。
She felt hurt.
你怎么可以感受到我的短裤太短了
？How can you criticize my skirt?
所以到了最后，那个答辩的时候。另外一天答辩的时候
，and so when she was presenting her thesis，
这还是华人了啊。
This is a Chinese student。
当她走上去的时候
，as she went up stage，
她把所有衣服全脱掉，剩下内衣裤。
She took off all her clothes。
结果下面二十几个女同学跟她一起全部脱掉。
And then all the female students joined her in doing that。
当我在看了这个时候呢，我就觉得这是现在的世界，是吧
？And so I think to myself, this is such a world that we live in.
我跟师母在谈这件事的时候
，And so when I discuss this with my wife,
她说神家有神家的规矩哦。
She said, "No, we must have our rules in God's house."
我说你现在对哪一个年轻姐妹说你衣服穿得太少了，跟你不客气了，是吧？
And I tell her, well, you know, be careful when you try to tell our young sisters that you must 我真担心说我讲了他以后下一次他上来灵会的时候把衣服也脱掉了。 And I worry that if we tell our sisters their skirts were too short, they might do the same thing.
这是在世界, when they come up to stage. 他觉得我受伤, 这是我的自由,
because they felt hurt, they thought this was their freedom.
他接受了教育, 就, 这是我的自由,
this is the education they received.
但是如果我们鼓励他, 每天去读圣经,
but if we encourage them to read the Bible,
当他读到圣经的时候,
as they read the Bible,
神向他讲话,
God would speak to them.
诶, 他就服到神的权柄底下,
and then they will obey the Lord.
所以我们要鼓励他读圣经,
so we must encourage them to read the Bible.
当他在读圣经的时候,
when they read the Bible,
他知道在神家里面,
they will know that in God's house,
那个衣服要端庄啊,
you must dress properly.
衣服要端, 那是圣经的话嘛。
This is the word of God.
主跟他讲,
and the Lord will speak to their heart.
我在这里看着吕迪亚,
so you can see Lydia.
神在他生命当中做的第一件的事情,
God has done one amazing thing
in her life.
So that she could hear God's still small voice.
所以我们也求神帮助我们,
and we also pray that the Lord will help us.
让我们可以听见那个微小的声音,
so that we can hear God's still small voice.
第二件的事情,
and then the second thing,
他是 不单单个人蒙恩,
not only Lydia was blessed in
她一听见,
as soon as she heard the
message,
the whole family was blessed.
那么从圣经里面你会看见,
from the Bible you can see,
用了全家福啊, 就全家蒙福的啊, said,
as a household they were blessed.
全家蒙福其实是救恩里面一个单位, 就是神的心意啊,
the household in God's will, He meant for all the households as a unit to receive salvation.
你从一开始你就看见,
you can see from the very beginning,
从挪亚一家开始,
from Noah's household,
就是要一家人进入,
the whole family entered into the ark.
他们出埃及的时候,
when they left Egypt,
他们那个吃逾越节的那个晚餐, 是一家一家,
when they had a Passover meal, they had a meal as households.
甚至他们要攻打耶利哥的时候,
when the Israelites were besieging Jericho,
他们探子进去, 到了那个妓女拉赫的家,
and the spies went into the city, they came to Rahab's household.
拉赫也是要求, 他们要拯救他们一家,
and the whole household was saved.
最后他们一家等门拯救,
and so the whole household was saved.
来到新约,
and when we come to the New Testament,
你看, 撒该在树上,
Zacchaeus,
路加福音19章里面讲的,
in Luke 19,
耶稣叫他下来,
Jesus asked him to come down,
今天就要住在你的家里面,
and today I'm going to your house.
结果他们一家蒙恩,
and so Zacchaeus' whole household,
哥尼流, 他也是敬虔爱主, Cornelius, 爱神的,
he also was a God-fearing man.
跟神叫他去请彼得来讲道,
and so God asked Cornelius to ask Peter to come and preach to them.
你如果读第十章就知道, 他去到他家里面, 他全家人都在那听,
and so if you read Acts chapter 10, you will see that the whole Cornelius family gathered there to listen to Peter.
全家蒙恩,
and so the whole household was,
你如果这一章读下去,
and if you continue to read this chapter, chapter 16,
保罗西达, 那个地震的时候,
as Paul and Silas experienced that earthquake,
那个禁主还以为全跑了,
the jailer thought all the prisoners had escaped and he wanted to kill himself.
保罗说,
and Paul said, no, we're still here.
说那我当做什么事?
And so the jailer asked, what do I need to do?
他说当信主耶稣,
and Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus.
你和你的一家都要得救,
you will be saved, you and your household.
你在圣经里面看见都是一个家, 一个家,
so you can see from the Bible these households one by one.
不但那一家人在这里服侍,
not only they serve together,
他们更是在那里接待,
they also show hospitality together.
那个圣经里面主耶稣差派12门徒出去,
in the Bible when Jesus sent the 12 disciples,
让你去人家接待你,
and he said, go and whoever accepts you,
接待我所差遣的,
whoever accepts,
就是接,
accepts anyone,
就是接待我,
I sent, accepts me.
接待我就是接待那差遣我的,
and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent
me. 我们最近是在读路加福音, 是吧?
We've been reading the book of Luke.
主耶稣不单单是差派12个门徒, 他更差派70个人, 是吧?
The Lord didn't just send the 12, he also sent the 70.
你们在读每日活水的时候, 有没有发现问题?
When you read daily living water, have you noticed a problem here?
他说, 差遣几个人出去?
The Bible say?
他说差遣72个人出去,
the Bible said he sent 72.
没点头说明你没读啊,
if you are not nodding your head, it means you are not, you haven't read the Bible.
那个这个是有古卷, 啊, 有一些的古卷, 它是写72。
Because some old transcripts had 72.
那么在这里一个很可爱的一节, 第六节。
But one interesting thing here in verse 6.
他说那里若有当得的平安,
it says if someone who promotes peace is here.
Okay, 然后这个什么意思啊? 当得的平安是什么意思?
What does it mean?
是有平安之子。
It means if there are children of peace there.
也就是说当你们出去,
it means when you go out.
神已经为你们预备一些平安之子来接待你了。
God has prepared children of peace to receive you.
你遇见这些平安之子, 你就进入他们的家里面。
If you encounter these children of peace, you can enter into their house.
他们要接待你。
They will receive you.
如果继续读圣经的话,
if you continue reading the Bible.
我们下一周是堂委就职礼。
Now next week we are going to have our executive committee installation.
我鼓励所有堂委要常常读提摩太前书、提摩太后书、提多书。
I encourage all our executive committee members to read first and second Timothy and the book of Titus.
我们一起要常常读啊。
We must together read together. All those who serve.
我们回到圣经里面。
Let's go back to the Bible.
圣经说要乐意接待
The Bible says be hospitable.
你说我要做堂委, 我要做长老,
if you say I want to be an executive committee
我不想接待,
member or an elder, but I don't want to show
根本不想接待,
I don't want to show
我的家门可以怎么让别人进来,
how can I allow someone else to enter into our house?
我告诉你, 你第二天就要辞职啊。
Now, if that's the case with you, you must resign.
就是完以后要辞职了, 你说,
just yeah, even the day
这不开玩笑了啊, 这是圣经告诉我们, 当你在教会里面成为监督,
if you are an overseer in the church,
就是你做长老, 做执事的时候,
that is either you are an elder or a deacon,
其中一件事情,
one very important thing,
要乐意接待人,
you must be hospitable.
如果你真认识圣经的话,
if you truly know the Bible,
它不是要求啊, 你知道吗?
This is not a request.
这是福气啊,
this is a blessing.
这也是生命真实的表现。
This is also the true demonstration.
希伯来说, 你不知不觉你就接待了天使啊。
The book of Hebrews says some actually show hospitality to angels without knowing it.
那个接待是恩典。
It is actually a grace to you to be able to receive others.
不是这一次的,上一次去 Wagga,
not this most recent trip, but the trip before that, to Wagga Wagga.
神做了一件很奇妙的事情。
God did one thing very amazing.
那时候是师母病刚好了,下去。
When we made that trip, my wife just recovered from her sickness.
我说你要多一点休息啊。
And I said to her, you must take plenty of rest.
但没想到当我讲完道之后有一个人来找我。
But then after I delivered the sermon, one person came up to us.
他告诉我他跟他太太的关系一塌糊涂。
And he said he was actually experiencing some difficulties with his relationship with his wife.
我也没办法,
and there wasn't much I could do.
我问他你信主了没有?
And so I asked him, are you a believer?
他说他还没有信主。
And he said, no, I'm not a believer yet.
那我就跟他传福音。
And so I shared the gospel with him.
当我跟他传福音的时候,
and as I shared the gospel with him,
哎呦, 那个师母心里面有一个很大的感动。
My wife had felt a calling.
她一定要去找另外一个人。
She wanted to go to the other person.
然后那个是这个人的太太啊。
Go to this person's wife.
我们不知道。
Now we didn't know that.
师母就去找他。
So my wife went to his.
找完以后就跟他传福音啊。
And also share the gospel with.
啊，我传完福音了，他要信主了。
And so after we share the gospel, he wanted to believe in the Lord.
所以师母就把他太太带进来。
And so my wife brought his wife in to the place we were having our chat.
你带她做决志嘛。
And asked me to lead her in her conversion prayer.
她太太一进来一看，她说：“那个人是我的先生，是她的老公。”
Oh, so as that person's wife entered, she realized that I've been talking to her husband.
所以我们俩。我们就带他们两个人做了决志祷告。
And so together, husband and wife, they committed themselves to the Lord.
当做完祷告，建廷又进来了。
And then, as soon as we finished praying, Janet came in.
他带了一个小年轻人，说：“哎，今天晚上这个小年轻人在主日学里面决志祷告。
”And she brought in a young people, and said, "Now this young people committed himself to the Lord tonight."
那个年轻人进来，他说：“这个就是我爸我妈。
”And then a young person came in and said, "Oh, these are my parents."
这很奇妙，在一天晚上。
So, amazingly, just on that one evening,
我们彼此不认识。
Even though we didn't know each other,
第一次见面
and we met each other for the first time.
结果神让我们三个人向不同三个人传福音，他们全家蒙恩得救。
And so separately, the three of us spoke with three different persons, and they were actually from the same household, and they all believed in the Lord.
你知道这个姐妹做完决志祷告的时候，第一件事情，她就跟师母说：“她说，师母，下一次来你不要住旅馆，就住我们家哈。”
And so the sister immediately said to my wife, next time you come to Wagga Wagga, you must not go to stay in a hotel, you must come and stay at my place.
当然我们也没有住她家啊。
Now we didn't really do that.
因为看见她一被主得的，她就心里面就有那种的愿意。
But we can see as soon as she received the salvation, she was willing to open her home.
过了一个月，我们上一个月再去。
And so 1 month later, we went back to Wagga Wagga again.
那个老公又来找我。
And the husband from that family came to me again.
我看见他来找我，我想完了，又出事了。
And as soon as I saw him, I thought, oh, something bad must have happened.
我说怎么样？
And I said, ask him what's happening.
他说太好了。
And he said, well, it's great.
虽然我信的有的很多东西还是不明白。
He said, even though I don't know a lot.
但是我就是那么一个愿意，我就按圣经做。
But because I'm willing, I'm doing what the Bible tells me to do.
他说这一个多月来，他说我们家庭关系非常好。
And so this past month, the relationship within our family has been wonderful.
感谢主啊。
And I said, praise the Lord.
他愿意按着圣经，愿意听神的话。
Because he's willing to.Do according to the Bible, is willing to listen to God's word.
你是看见神就在他的家里面工作。
You can see God's work in his family.
吕底亚不单神让他听见他要听的话。
And so Lydia, not only God helped her to hear God's word.
不单让他们全家都出来服侍主。
Not only to help her whole household to serve the Lord.
那么我们刚才所看到的。教会从他的家开始。
We can also see that the church started from her house.
腓立比教会从他的家开始。
The church of Philippi started from her house.
因着这个家蒙恩。
And the church was blessed.
所以许多人有机会在主里面蒙恩。
And so many were able to receive salvation.
也因着他们在那里天天兴旺福音。
And because of their partnership in the gospel.
神就使用他们。
God used them.
让腓立比的教会的门开起来。
So that the door of the Philippian church was opened.
他们的奉献就出去了。
And their offerings.
你就看见神的那个恩典就在他们当中彰显出来。
And so you can see how God's grace was made known among them.
今天我们不要小看我们自己啊。
And today we must see ourselves.
今天不要小看我们自己啊。
We are very important.
罗马书告诉我们
the book of Romans tells us,
神要将他的丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
Because God will make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory.
今天我们可能觉得我们很软弱。
So today we may feel weak.
但是在我们软弱的身体上，神的恩典要显得完全。
But because of our weakness, God's grace is made perfect.
昨天中午我又去医院探那个找他那个徐太啊。
Around lunchtime yesterday, I went to visit Mrs. Xi from our early service.
他是那个肺癌，最近是在吃药做化疗啊。
Now, she's got lung cancer and she's going through chemotherapy.
然后她肚子不舒服，所以就医生就说你有什么不舒服，要赶快进医院。
Now, so she had an upset stomach, and according to the doctor's advice, she went to the hospital immediately.
我费了半天的劲才看到她。
I went through a lot of difficulties to get to see her.
因为那个广东话的拼音实在难拼啊，我怎么都拼不到她的名字啊。
Because the Cantonese spelling of her last name, I couldn't quite spell out her name, so it was very difficult for me to find her name.
但当我看见她的时候
，But the moment I saw her,
我跟师母两个人都被主的爱摸到。
Me and my wife, we were touched by God's love.
她躺在床上。
She was lying in her bed.
然后看见我们进来，她就开始流泪。
And when she saw us entering the room, she started crying.
她说，当她生病之后，她对着家人、她的女儿、她的孙的那一代，没流过眼泪。
She said, she never shed any tear in front of her family members.
当看到弟兄姐妹。
But when she saw brothers and sisters,
看到牧者去看她的时候
，when she saw pastors visiting her,
她常常就会流泪。
She would always cry.
她说那是感恩的泪。
She said she was crying thankful tears.
眼泪一直下来。
And so, she was crying when we saw her.
我们跟她谈了几句话，我们被主的爱摸到。
And as we spoke with her, we were touched by God's love too.
但是我跟医生谈过，医生告诉我她很严重。
She said, the doctor has told me, my condition is very serious.
但我看见每一个星期天她都在这里聚会。
But I can see her attending our gathering every Sunday.
然后她说我跟主求了。
And she said, I asked the Lord.
我能好也是主的事，我不能好也是主的事。
If I can recover, that's God's work. If I can't recover, that's also in God's hand.
所以我向他求。
And so I pray to
让我所有的经历可以成为见证。
That everything I experience can become a testimony for the Lord.
他说牧师啊，我星期天还要去聚会。
And so she said, Reverend Yao, I want to go to church on Sunday.
我早上还问 Connie， 我说哎呀，那个你们打过电话问那个徐泰回来了没有？
And I even asked Connie this morning, did you call Mrs. Choi?
她早上来澡堂来聚会。
Now she did come to our early service today.
感谢主啊！
And I give thanks.
虽然她身体软弱，
even though she's weak in body.
但你跟她谈的时候，
but when you talk to her,
心里面满了感恩啊。
She's filled with thanksgiving.
她说。神让我在这样的情况下，我同样为她做见证。
She said, God allows me to testify for him even through this kind of condition.
所以我们不要小看我们自己。
So we must not underestimate ourselves.
今天神要将他丰富的荣耀彰显到我们这些的器皿上面。
Now, God wants to make the riches of his glory known through us.
另外一件的事情。
Now, one other thing.
在彼得前书里面告诉我们。
In 1 Peter, it says,
我们像活石。
We are like living stones.
今天我们被建造成灵宫。
Together we're built into this spiritual house.
你今天是什么状态生都在拣选。
So whatever condition you're in, God has chosen you.
虽然我们不完全。
Even though we're not perfect.
但我们像活石。
But we're like living stones.
我们被建造在一起。
We are built up together.
成为一个灵宫。
Become a spiritual house.
这就是神的家呀。
And this is the house of God.
我在那说，每个星期天我站在外面看着你们来，我心里面就很高兴。
And so I always say every Sunday, as I see you coming into the church, I'm filled with joy.
常常会跟你们打招呼，还要跟你们握手。
I always greet you and shake hands with you.
有人说牧师在讨好啊。
Some may say, the pastor is only doing this to please me.
我告诉你，牧师。对你好不是来讨好你啊。
No, I'm saying I'm not doing this to please you.
这是家呀。
This is your family.
当人去到你的家里面的时候。
When people come to your home.
你会不会不理他？
Would you just,
当人家，当我们弟兄姐妹，你的朋友到你的家门口。
Now, if your brothers and sisters come to your place.
你会不会站在那里？你为什么来了？
Would you actually ask them why are you here?
你一定高兴的嘛,
you'd be filled with joy. You would greet
这是家呀,
them. This is what family feels like.
是吧?
It's something very,
我们今天是活死,
we are like living stone. And together we're built
together
to become this spiritual
house.
One sister told me a few days ago, she doesn't really understand the sermons here.
我说感谢主，你告诉我你听不懂，你说真话。
And I said to her, well, praise the Lord, you're telling the truth to me, that's good.
听不懂有几件的事情是吧?
Now, if you don't understand the sermons, there are a few reasons, possible reasons.
如果你刚信主，你都没读过圣经。
If you're a new believer, you haven't been reading the Bible.
你一定听不懂了嘛。
You may not understand a lot.
你如果没有读圣经，再加上坐在后面，当然更听不到了。
If you haven't been reading the Bible and you just sit at the back, now you probably would hear even less.
第三件事情,
and then the third possible reason.
你没读圣经,
if you haven't been reading,
你坐在后面,
the Bible, you sit at the back.
再加上你的身边那一个姐妹常常找你讲话,
and then the sister sitting next to you always chat to you.
你怎么听得到啊?
Now how is it possible for you to hear the message? How is it possible for you to understand the sermon?
所以你告诉我你听不懂，我说哎，你跟我讲真话。
So if you tell me I don't understand your sermon, great, you're telling me the truth.
所以回头，是吧？
So please return.
我鼓励他，你开始读圣经。
And I encourage you to start reading the Bible. Once you read the Bible, you would understand.
是吧？很多人他说，哎呦，现在很多人在玩手机哦。
And you may say, well, a lot of people are just playing with their mobile phones.
我看下去好像没有玩手机哦。
As I look around our church hall today, I don't see anyone playing with their mobile phones, so give thanks to the Lord.
当你在听到的时候，你心里面还想着那个message的话， 你当然听不到了嘛。
If you are still thinking about the message you just received on your mobile phone when you are listening to sermon, of course you can't understand.
这还不是最重要的。
Now this is not the most important.
最重要的，神今天拣选我们。
Most importantly, God has chosen us
today. 把我们换在一起。
Put us together.
被建造成为灵工,
and to build us up into this spiritual house,
做圣洁的祭司,
to become a holy priest.
明白吗? 我们今天被拣选了,
so we're chosen today.
你不要以为说我今天来着我喜欢我就听听不喜欢我就出去走走,
you can say casually that I just come here, if I want to listen to sermon I'll stay, if I don't like the sermon I'll just go out and wander around.
所以我们那个里面那个 Total Room 里面现在新的规定出来了,
we've made a new rule for the toddler classroom.
我们教会鼓励所有带小孩的你的小孩子在里面那个房间的, 你不要待到里面做伴，你出来，让他们五个人老师去handle。
We encourage all the mothers who brought their little children to the toddler's class, please leave the toddler's classroom and leave your kids for the teachers to handle.
当然，我们在谈到这些事情的时候，我心中也明白。
When we talk about these things, I also understand.
有一些弟兄姐妹他还没有信主,
some brothers and sisters, they are not believers.
就他的一半还没有信主，他就想在那陪陪小孩子也OK了，是吧？
And you know, the non-believers may want to just stay in that classroom to spend time with their children.
那么有一些人就是来教会报道啦，还是不想进来聚会，然后陪陪小孩子嘛，是吧？
Some are just here to put their name on the roll call sheet.
但如果你是信耶稣的,
but if you are a believer,
你今天是基督徒的,
if you are a Christian,
你要知道神今天把我们换在这个地方,
you must know that when God put you in this place,
是让我们在被建造成为灵工,
He wants to build us up into a spiritual house.
你的任何事情,
whatever you do,
都影响到神家,
would affect God's household.
有一个弟兄在读那个丰盛生命的时候就提到一个 旧性情啊,
one brother, as he was studying the abundant life,
一讲到旧性情就想想是啊, 在那个厕所里面他们洗完手的时候, 那个拉纸啊, 刷啦刷啦刷啦刷啦刷啦刷啦, 扔掉, 不要钱一样的, 这是旧性情啊。
So the course talked about our old habits. So one brother shared that he sometimes saw people in the toilet, just using the toilet roll, wasting the toilet roll.
你在教会里面，你的任何的这些事情都会影响到旁边的人。
And so that's one of the old habits, and whatever you do in the church might affect others in the church.
因为我们是被建造在他的身体里面。
Because we're built up together in Christ's body.
成为灵宫啊。
Becoming a spiritual house.
就是帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
今天神他的荣耀要从我们生命当中彰显出去。
Today He's going to make known His glory.
我们感恩。
Among us, so we give thanks to the Lord.
你在这里看见啊，林迪亚就是莉迪亚，她在这里面的几件的事情。
So you can see these few things through Lydia.
我们从她的这一些的经历里面。
We can see through her experience.
我看见神要在她生命里面做要做的工作。
How God is doing.His work, in her heart.
所以我们也盼望弟兄姐妹，今天神也在我们心里面工作。
And I also hope that God today also does His work in our hearts.
开我们的眼睛
，Open our eyes.
让我们可以看见，可以听见。
So that we can see, we can hear.
看该看的，听该听的。
We can see what we're meant to see, and we can hear what we're meant.
当我们蒙恩之后
，And after we receive the salvation,
我们不自私。
We're not selfish.
求神给我们愿意给。
Help us to be willing to give.
打开家门
Open our home.
更多的人蒙恩
So that more can be blessed.
当我们愿意在这个地方被建造的时候
And so when we're willing to be built up together here.
神要使用我们
God wants to use us.
在这里的见证
To testify for Him.
也要使用我们让这里的恩典要出去
And also to use us so that His grace may go out from this place.
我再快快的再再讲一点点。
And so I just quickly go through another.
当你看到神在他里面开的心眼的时候
，When you see that God has opened Lydia's heart,
我要挑战弟兄姐妹。
I want to challenge.
神的恩典已经显明了。
God has made known His grace.
你尝到那个滋味没有
？Have you tasted the Lord's goodness?
你尝到了主恩的滋味没有
？Have you tasted the Lord's goodness?
今天神的恩典在我们的家里面。
And today God's grace.Has been with our families.
我们家庭的这些的关系
and so the relationship in
夫妻的关系
our household, husband and wife,
长辈跟年轻的
parents and children,
做儿女的
children to their parents,
做儿女叫什么
what should children do?
要凡事听从父母
obey your parents,
做父亲的
How about the fathers?
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not embitter your children.
这读过去很简单啊。
So it's easy to just read, skim through this.
当我们在遵行的时候
，But when we work this out,
不是那么容易。
It's not easy.
我不是单单这些年轻人，年轻人啊。
I'm not just talking to the young people.
我们五十多岁的还是年轻的，是吧？
I'm also talking to the young people who are around 50 years
old. 我们上面都有父母啊。
We also have parents.
我们是否凡事听从父母
？Do we always obey our parents？
你说二十几岁、三十几岁很容易听啊。
When you are 20 years old, 30 years old, maybe easier.
当我五十多岁、六十多岁的时候，那个父母已经八九十岁了。
But when I'm in my 50s, my 60s, my parents might be in their 80s, 90s.
让我来听从他不容易啦。
It's not easy then for us to obey them.
那感谢主。
But give thanks to the Lord.
我们在主的爱里面来听。
Let's obey our parents in the Lord.
我的弟兄他的爸爸星期一被主接走了。
So our brother's father was called to his heavenly home on Monday.
我没想到那个复活节他在这里唱歌成为绝唱。
I didn't know that when he was singing up here on Easter Sunday.
那天他聚会的时候，他跟我说：“牧师啊，我要唱歌。”
He came to me and said, Reverend Yao, I want to present a song.
我知道他唱歌不是两分钟一分钟的。你要说 yes, 他最少十分钟的。
I know, yes, presenting a song won't be quick. It can easily take 10 minutes.
因为在乐龄团体，我常常让他唱歌嘛。他一想起要唱，我就查，马上查歌词查出来，你唱。
During elderly fellowship, I always let him sing.It's easy for us to organize that.
但大聚会时间不够啊。
But during our special gatherings, a big gathering, we don't actually have a lot of time.
我愿意顺从他吗
Should I obey him?
我第一个反应就是，不行哦，今天没时间哦。
My first reaction was no. We don't have time today.
你要唱，下一周我讲到，我跟你唱。
If you want to present a song, do it next week.
他说牧师啊，今天是复活节，我要唱主复活了。
But he said to me, today is Easter Sunday, I want to sing the Lord's resurrection.
我一想是啊，今天复活节，他要唱主复活，那么今天就唱了嘛。
And I thought, okay, today is Easter Sunday, so if he wants to sing about the Lord's resurrection, I should allow him.
我说好，我陪你唱，好吧。
And so I said, okay, I'll sing with you.
没想到那成为最后一次绝唱。
And
但我们信主人，我们知道他被主接走了，但给我一个很大的提醒，啊，那个顺从父母不是太容易的。当他年纪大的时候。他年纪大的时候，我们家里面都有年纪大的，很多时候不是太容易，所以求神帮助我们，求神帮助我们，让我们在家庭里面我们来学习，年轻的顺服父母，然后我们做父母的，我们都有小孩 ，OK， 我们不要惹儿女的气，这是圣经给我们那个基本的原则，我们在里面，我们一起来操练。来学习，好啊。第二件事情啊，今天吕利亚不是他一个人蒙恩，他要让全家蒙恩。今天我们是否顾念到我们家人的灵魂？今天我们是否顾念到家人的灵魂？我们今天是否可以像约书亚？到年老的时候，他还在说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
So do we care for our family members' souls? Do we care whether they're saved or not? Can we do like Joshua did, that is willing to say, "As for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord."
我们太多的时候，我们只是看到表面的东西，我们很多时候没有看到他灵里面的需要。
Too often we just see people's outward appearance. We often neglect our family members' spiritual needs.
我前两天我就前一个星期我收到我的子女给我来信息，从中国给我来信息啊，你不要抗议了啊。他给我说到他生活非常好非常好，然后外面看的家庭也非常好非常好。突然间给我发个信息，他说：“主，我不行了。”他儿子不听话，年纪十几二十岁了，现在开始出外交朋友了，晚上开始不回家了。哎呦，他说：“主，我要崩溃了。”我接到这个电话的时候，能做什么？我问他的问题，我说：“你是在教会里面服侍的人，你认识主吗？”你在教会里面服侍的，你在教主律学的，你认识主吗？你经历到主在你生命当中所做的事情吗？第一件事情，第二件事情，我再问他，因为他叫我叔，我才大胆的讲啊。我第二件事情，我告诉你，有没有为他的灵魂守望过？有没有为他的灵魂守望过？我们很多时候。没有为他灵魂守望过，然后就着急，好坏，然后一不乖的时候就开始崩溃了。说你没为他灵魂守望过，带着这两个问题，我说你好好思想，我为你祷告。我说我会跟师母说，我说为这件事情好好祷告。我说一定要让你经历到神，好啊。
So this is Reverend Yao's nephew.Who rang him a few days ago about the trouble he was having with their teenager children. And Reverend Yao encouraged him to really care for his children's souls, to bring them up in the Lord. Pray for them.
就我们就祷告一周。
And so we spent 1 week.Praying together.
到星期五，我们那个乐龄团聚的时候，他又来信息。
And then on Friday, as we were having our elderly fellowship, he sent me another message.
他给我的信息就是：叔，祷告真有用。
Hey, uncle, it's really useful praying.
高兴吗？那你接到这个信息高兴吗
？So when you receive that message,
我真不高兴啊！你说啊
，No,
我真不高兴啊
！I wasn't happy.
你别以为我很高兴啊
！Don't think I would.Feel happy.
信主十几二十年了
because he's been a
Christian for 10, 20 years. 在教会里面服侍了，
He's been even serving in the church.
教了多少的主日学学生啊。
He's been teaching children Sunday school.
到现在告诉我书祷告真有用。
And only now he said to me, Uncle, our prayers is really effective.
我10%为他高兴。哎呦，我现在终于知道祷告真有用，是吧？
I'm only 10% happy for him because he finally realized that prayer is effective.
90%我不高兴啊。
But then the other 90%,
我不高兴什么？你误人子弟啊。
Because
你服侍了这么久，到现在才告诉我祷告真有用啊。
You've been serving for so long. Now only now you realize that your prayer is effective.
当然我也高兴，那10%我很高兴，是吧
？I still feel happy for that 10%.
我是继续陪伴我们祷告主。
So let's continue to pray.
Yes. 我讲这个意思呢。
But what I'm saying is,
我盼望在这里聚会的所有的弟兄姐妹。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters who are meeting.
尽早做见证说祷告真有用啊。
We hope that you can realize earlier, sooner that your prayer is effective.
我们感谢主。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
我们今天在这里，这个教会会不会因为我们的一起配搭服事，让这里成为蒙恩的地方？
Today is this church blessed by God through our service?
这是跟大家的挑战。
And this is a challenge for all of us.
这些可能都会忘记的。啊、oh,
，we may forget all these points.
牧师讲的太久了，太长了。
Because pastor has been talking for too long.
但这几件事情，你把它放在这里。
But I want you to remember these few things.
让我们记得我们自己一定要蒙恩。
Let's remember we need to be blessed.
让我们蒙恩之后，我们不自私。
And that as we are individually blessed,
我的家,
we open our homes so that our whole household can be blessed.
我的教会要蒙恩,
and our church can be blessed as well.
这个教会的门要开起来,
and we must open this church's door,
让更多人可以进来, 也在这里蒙恩,
so that many more can be blessed.
也让这个地方成为恩典的管子出去,
and that this place can become a vessel of God's grace.
这是我们在主人里面，我们彼此提醒。
And may this be a reminder for each of us in the Lord.
Okay, 我们请诗班献诗。
Now we invite our church choir.
我们感谢主，十方弟兄姐妹啊，在这里付上许多的代价，我们看见他们在这里将最好的歌声献给我们的主。
We give thanks to the Lord, our church choir. They put in a lot of effort to present their best to the Lord.
现在请三位家长带着你们的小孩上来。我们现在是孩童奉献礼的时间。
So now for our children dedication ceremony.
川伦弟兄跟林晨姐妹。
So I'd like to invite the parents to come up.
带着陈富林还有余国荣跟余元娟，我们带着余子妍出来还有余杰跟张彩霞带着你们小宝贝余其诗，我们到了前面来。
So, can these parents please bring your children up here for the child dedication?
我非常满意啊！谢主，感谢主啊！给余杰，孩童奉献礼其中的意义我们都写在这里，让他们家长可以知道。
The meaning of child dedication service, we've written that on this certificate to remind the parents.
第一方面，他们在这里做的见证是，他们身为夫妻，愿意在上帝、在儿女以及会众的面前委身，建立一个持久的婚姻关系，充满爱的夫妻。
So first of all, as husband and wife, they're willing to witness before God, before their children, and before this whole congregation that they're willing to commit to their marriage and to build up a.Relationship that's filled with love.
第二件事情是他们在这里，在神的面前，在人的面前，在这里见证说他们要供应儿女灵里面的需要。
And also they once again commit to providing for their children's spiritual needs.
第三件事情他们身为父母，身为父母，他们愿意委身关怀爱心来教导他们的儿女。
And then thirdly, as parents, they commit to teaching the children.
养育他们，提供他们一切的需要。
To care for them and to provide for all their needs.
并且以身作则。
And also to say